Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
David, can you expand on Ross from Arncliffe? Was it you texting him?
Good morning, boys. No, it wasn't. Interesting, though. The calls are in, boys. We'll see where it goes from there.
Okay. The text
message comes to fruition.
Well, he put the double whammy in for our listeners who've just joined us who missed it. He put a double whammy. He said, "Hey, text from a very good source, not a bad one, a good source." Not only was Justin Pascoe gone, he also had Mitchell Moses will be coming to the Tigers. So that's a rumour floated out on the Motorola open line earlier this morning. Now the Kafusi suspension, James and I have had our say. We believe wrong call on the length of suspension. Mm. What's your opinion, David?
Yeah, boys. I'm struggling to hear of any lead commentators, experts within the game that support this decision to suspend Kafusi for 4 weeks. I find it staggering, I've got to admit. I think clubs are now at a point where they'll simply just start pleading guilty. They probably believe fair hearings are a thing of the past. There was just no high contact in the tackle. There was no unacceptable risk of injury that justifies 4 weeks. I'll say it again. He made no contact with Jackson Hastings' head. I was of the opinion he was, at the point of collision, he was actually leaning back out of the tackle, pulling back out of the tackle, so the force of impact was less. And had he not, we would have seen the true impact of the tackle. Hastings wouldn't have got off the ground. It would have been so significant. We know how heavy Kafusi hits.
Mm.
But because he started to reel away from the tackle as far as the impact is concerned, he certainly still got him, but the full impact wasn't there. And again, he didn't get him high. I thought the Suoliti one was much worse, and he only received a fine.
Yeah.
I'm staggered by it. I think we're going to see a huge aftermath in relation to this suspension. And again, calls for a review of the judiciary process.
Does the position of the player you hit have an impact on the charge? For example, if that hit was on a front rower instead of a halfback in Hastings, would we still see Kafusi getting 4 weeks, do you think, Dave?
Great question.
Oh, I think absolutely there's been a deliberate attempt by the NRL to protect our playmakers, and that's fair enough. Absolutely, I agree. And Andrew Johns, the immortal, has been outspoken about this, the protection of halves. And I agree wholeheartedly. We don't need our best players being ironed out late off the ball. But in this scenario, I don't think that fits the bill. Where, you know, in Suoliti's case, that was correct, you know. So, I'm all for, as I said, Miss, I'm all for that, protection of the halves. But in this case, they've got it wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Protection of the halves, but the penalty doesn't need to be 4 weeks. I mean, you're so right, David, when you said between Suoliti, a fine, and then throw into the mix plenty of people, Buzz and all that, talking about drink water, you know, his shoulder ended up a broken jaw. And quite obviously, he pleaded guilty early. So he gets rewarded. He gets 1 week. He gets 25% discount for pleading early to one that was, you know, quite obviously caused the damage. And then Kafusi goes in to defend himself. We all think he has a case. Now he gets an extra week on top of the three. It's not fair. It's not fair. I don't know how else to put
Bossy,
it. That's not how sports
I said it from the top. Yeah, I agree. I said it from the top. I have no doubt now. No doubt. Clubs will just plead guilty. They won't waste their time. And maybe that's what the NRL's looking for. Everyone have a night off on Wednesday nights. Just to chill out, save some money at the judiciary. But... Honest, we saw the Wade Graham one. Round one, I thought there was an element of a downgrade there. No chance. Suspended 4 weeks. Then, and the inconsistencies is what drives fans absolutely bonkers. Like, it's just so impossible to understand. This is another case. As I said, I have a firm belief that we will see so many clubs just plead guilty, take the early plea, not bother.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be the safer option. Jerome Hughes was also suspended for 2 matches, but Cam Munster is back. Will he be able to cover the loss of Hughes?
Well, Miss Ollie's been named. Cam Munster's definitely been named, and it's perfect timing, given that, as you said, Hughes has just been given 2 matches. That's a blow for the Melbourne Storm, given the state that they're in. Munster, guys, I can tell you this. He has a pin in that finger, so he's meeting with a specialist today, and if he can get that pin removed today, he'll train tomorrow. Only needs to get through tomorrow's final training session, and he'll be cleared to play. But so there's two hurdles there. Firstly, get that pin removed by the specialist today and get through training tomorrow. But that would be a huge boost, obviously, guys, for the Melbourne Storm. I can't recall Craig Bellamy being more bereft of ideas or answers as far as how the Melbourne Storm are travelling, like he is currently, openly admitting that he doesn't know what's going wrong. So the injection of Cam Munster would be significant for the Storm. And Jonah Pezet, guys, originally named on the bench here for the return of Munster. I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being a Munster-Pezet halves combo if Munster is cleared tomorrow. So
he was really good.
Yeah, look, he was. Certainly was.
I love listening to The Run Home with Joel and Fletcher. Joel, another one that came into the mix was that, you know, previously Tigers and Melbourne, the swap deal, Harry Grant, you know, he got first grade experience on his growth because he was able to get a start there because he's behind Cameron Smith. I wonder if they'd even entertain the thought of, Melbourne obviously need help in some other areas, and I think the Tigers, I know they're bottom of the table, but I think they've got surplus forwards. You know, I don't. If everyone's fit and healthy, I think they've got too many. Could you do a swap deal with Jonah Pezet just for this year, just a loan deal? Where the young halfback gets first grade every week at the Tigers, Jonah Pezet, and Melbourne Storm pick up one of the Tigers forwards in a swap deal. That was an idea aired on The Run Home here on SEN. Does that sort of thing, you think that could ever happen again, or is Harry Grant the last time we're going to see that in the COVID times and all those sorts of things?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Look, Vossi, I'm only going to answer this because I know the type of character Jonah Pezet is. This kid is so diligent and focused and determined to stay within the Melbourne Storm franchise and learn from the best. To the point where he has had numerous lucrative deals from rival clubs to leave time and time again. He actually told his agent, don't bother telling me any of the offers. Don't bother telling any club I'm interested in leaving. I want to stay and learn off the best, as I just said. So I can only answer that on based on Jonah's character. It's pretty promising for a young fella that just wants to learn his craft and get there in the end within the Melbourne Storm franchise.
All right. At the Tigers, Brandon Wakeham is the answer. What was the question? That's my question to you.
How
can it be? How 3 weeks into the season can a player you bought as a bit part backup become a linchpin of your attack? I just can't believe that.
I'm blown away. I'm blown away because all off season we'd heard about the West Tigers' stunning attacking offense at training.
Yep.
And here we are, 3 weeks into the season, and they've ripped it apart. They begin the season with Charlie Staines trialling at fullback. Dane Laurie has played fullback. Adam Dewey has now been moved to fullback. David Nofaluma is out of the side. Brandon Wakeham was squeezed out of the Dogs. We all know how the Dogs have been travelling in the past. I think Wakeham's definitely got ability as a player. But if the Tigers were sitting back 3 weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago, and going, Brandon Wakeham is going to be our answer. I would have been, stunned. I'm stunned by this.
Yep.
And look, I wish him all. I wish them all the best because I hope it does kick them into gear.
Of course.
But stunning.
3 weeks in. It's absolute press of a panic button. David, we can follow all the stories on the Telegraph website today.
Absolutely. Thanks, boys. Go well.
All right. And get on those phones around the Tigers and follow up the Brandy surgery news as well. 22 after 7. Hemi Goodman's back. Junket Jimmy is back on the show at the moment. He's been everywhere, and to tell a few tales from his travels in just a moment. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.